Wij zijn dus gereisd van Dover naar Rochester. En wij reden met de trein van de Southeastern. En zij sponsorden onze reis. Ik zeg dat we in Rochester waren. We zijn bij het Visitor Center en we komen hier Ellen tegen. Nice to meet you.
Good morning. Yeah. Thank you very much and welcome to Rochester.
Thank you.
Rochester is a very ancient city. Its origins are lost in the mists of time, as we say. But there was a settlement here on the bank of the Medway long before the Roman invasion of AD 43. In fact, we understand it was a Belgic tribe that was settled here. Evidence has been found that they minted coins, which suggests that it was the seat or the headquarters of a chieftain of a tribe.
Okay. And you show us in next broadcast about, we want to know all about Rochester.
Okay, huh? Okay.
We just walk, okay?
Yeah. I will talk as you wish.
Yeah, okay. Nou, we lopen nu het toeristisch informatiecentrum uit. We hebben wat informatie gehad. Ik zei al dat we in Southeastern Railways heeft ons gesponsord. We zijn hier nu. En je hebt heel veel treinen om het half uur vanuit Dover. En straks gaan we naar Chatham, ook met Southeastern Trains. En je hebt ongeveer om de 5 minuten een trein. Ik zei al dat we met Ellen liepen. Ellen, this is the high street?
This is the high street. This is a very ancient highway. It probably has its origins in the very earliest times, well before the Romans came here. It was the most convenient route from the coast to London. And Rochester sits at about the midway between London and Rochester, so it was a useful staging post, as they say. It was also a strategic point, sitting on the bank of the River Medway, and was fortified by the Romans, who gave it the Romano-British name of Duro Breve, which means the stronghold at the bridge.
That's it. Ellen, you are a guide here in Rochester?
I've been a guide here for about the last 30 years.
Okay.
Taking visitors round through the summer months and also at any other time if people wish to go.
You are a guide. In fact, you are a greeter, someone from here for 30 years.
I have. I've lived in Rochester all my life, born here, so it comes quite naturally to want to welcome people to Rochester. Yeah.
And when I tell people about Rochester, they always say, oh, Dickens.
Dickens indeed, yes. Dickens actually did not live in Rochester. He lived in Chatham, which is next door, when he was a young man. And then as a rich and successful author, he came back to live at a place called Gad's Hill, which is about 6 miles from here, but he loved Rochester. He exploited it in his novels by using the people he'd met here and the buildings, the surroundings, in the great novels like Great Expectations, like The Mystery of Edwin Drood, and like Pickwick Papers, and so on.
You can come to Rochester if there are feasts about Charles Dickens, but you can come every time of the year.
Indeed, yes, and we have a lot more to Rochester than just Charles Dickens, although he is our most famous ambassador.
Nou, heel veel te zien hier in Rochester. We lopen door de High Street met Ellen. In de volgende uitzending komen we even terug. Alle informatie kunt u vinden hier op de site van het plaatje Rochester. Maar natuurlijk ook visitkent.co.uk. En natuurlijk ook op de site van Visit Britain. En natuurlijk de Southeastern Railways. Die hebben heel veel verbindingen hier met Rochester. Dus kijk even op hun site.